Today's Mishnayos, our Masechtes Peah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet and Mishnah Hey. Today's Mishnayos are being learned to Ilui Nishmas, Rabbi Aryeh Tzvi, Ben Rabbi Chana Hendel, the Kozhik of a Goyen, Hashem Yim Kom Dami. Some more halachos related to the laws of Peah. So let's talk to Mishnah. Peah in Koitzrin Oysa B'magolos. An Ani that is coming to take Peah, so he's not allowed to cut the crops using a sickle. Additionally, you're not allowed to dig it up using a kardum, using a spade. The reason is, because these are dangerous farming tools. And we're afraid that one person is going to be trying to get the payah, another one's going to come from behind him holding a magol or a kardum, and he may end up hurting his friend. So, Chazal made a takana, and they said that you shouldn't use dangerous tools when it comes to digging up and when it comes to harvesting and cutting the payah. What comes to mind is a Mishnah in Masechtas Yuma, a Mishnah that everybody knows, but the Mishnah says that it used to be that the way it was determined who would do the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash of the Trumas HaDeshen was whoever would be able to get to the top of the Mizbeach first, to be able to physically do it. So he was the one that came first. And there were rules that whoever came within the Dalet Amis, he was the one that went first. But the bottom line is, the Mishnah tells a story, and the Gemara elaborates on it, that once upon a time there were two Kayanim that were running, and it got a little messy and a little bit ugly, and one person ended up killing his friend, Ad Kidekach. There was Shvichas Damin that took place on the Heilig Mizbeach. And Chazal made a takana that because of that, we're not going to do this anymore. And they started making the pious Harishon, the pious Hasheni, the pious Hashlishi, the pious Haravi. But the point is that they felt that they had to sort it out because it was getting dangerous. So really, you see this idea that anytime there's people that want the same thing and they're the way we're going to determine who gets that thing is by who gets there first, there's always an idea that it could be dangerous. So really, Peah is a little bit of a shasa sakana. And because it was a shasa sakana, the Chachamim made this takana of ein koitzrin oysa b'magolos, ve'ein oikrin oysa b'kardumos, he can't use any dangerous tools. Mishnehe, sholosh avoyos bayoim. There are three times during the day that the Aniyim were allowed to come to collect Peah. So this is interesting. Usually when you visualize Peah, so a person has a field, he leaves over the corner of the field, Elu Dvarim Shein Lahem Shir, the Katchilo 1/60th, but you just leave it, and then an Arman can come and take whatever he wants. But the truth is, it's not so poshut, because really what's happening is the fact that the poor people are allowed to walk into your field means that your field is Hefker, but your field's really not Hefker. Meaning, Shemitah, we know that the land is Hefker, and as a result, any person's allowed to walk into a person's field. But during the year, a person should be able to walk into my field to go ahead and collect payah. And the truth is that once you let a person into your field, you let him give into your Rishus HaYachid, it can be dangerous. Chazal were aware of this. They were cognizant of this. And so for that reason, they made a takana. They said an Aram man can't just walk into somebody's field to take payah whenever he wants. But rather, there's going to be specific times. Once there's specific times, the Baal HaBayis knows to be there or to have someone there. It's like this, that person will watch to make sure that Taniyim are not going and taking something that they're really not supposed to take. So what were those times? Our Mishnah addresses that point. Sholosh avoyos bayayim. There are three times during the day that the Baal HaBayis would be present in the field, and that's when the Aniyim were able to come and collect. Bashachar, in the morning, Bachatzois, in the afternoon, Ubimincha, and Mincha time. Now, what's the pshat in these three times? So the Rav says that the reason there was a zman in the morning is Mipnei HaMeinikai. So these were women that were nursing their babies, and usually the babies that are nursing would sleep in the morning. So that was an opportunity for a poor woman to be able to go collect payah. So we wanted to make sure that there was going to be a window of time that would work around her schedule. Bachatzois, in the afternoon. So the Rav says that was Mepnei Atein Noikis. That was for the children. Shedarkim Lotzeis Bachatzois. Their derech was, they would usually be out in the afternoon. So they were poor children. They also need payah. So we want to make sure they'll have an ability to be able to collect payah. So we have a window of time. We have a zman in Chatzois. And finally, Bemincha, that's already later in the day. That's Mepnei Azakenin. These are for the older people. The Rav says, Ahilchalam Meshantam. They walk on a cane. Ve'in Magin Lasad. Achasa Mincha. Takes time for them to be able to arrive at the field. So for those people, there was a later Zman, there was a Zman of Minchas. Talk to Mishnah. stating that major machloikis tanom as it relates to these ranim. Rabbi Gamliel says that even though there are three zmanim, what it means is you couldn't have less than three zmanim. But if you wanted to have more than three zmanim, you could. Meaning, if this Baal Bayis decides that he's going to be in his field more often, or he's okay with aniyim coming during other times, that's fine. There's a minimum of three times to address these three groups: the women that are nursing, the children, and the older people. But really, if you wanted more, you could have more. Rabbi Kiva said just the opposite. Like Amru el Kadesha lo Yosifu, that you're not allowed to have more. If you want to have less, you could have less. But you can have more. Now, what would be Rabbi Akiva's svara? Why can you have more? It's very simple. Because we don't want this Baal Bayis to have an opportunity to be able to work out a deal with Aniyim that he's friends with and tell him, wink, wink, listen, I'm adding some extra times and you'll be able to come during those times because you're going to know about it, but I'm not going to notify the other Aniyim, the ones that I'm not interested in taking my pay. So part of the thought is that everyone should be on equal plane. Like we said, you don't even have Tovus Hanoa. Everyone should have the ability to come and take whatever you want. And as a result, we don't make any situation where there will be some anim that will be aware of a zman, and other anim won't be. So there's three zmanim, and that's what it has to be, three zmanim. But Rabbi Akiva also holds that if you want to have less, you could have less. And the reason is because Rabbi Akiva holds that you don't have to address all three categories of anim. As long as you address one of them or two of them, that's going to be enough. So you have to address some, you don't have to address all. And the way the Rav explains the Mishnah is that really there are three zmanim that the Mishnah mentioned, meaning three shitas. The first shita is shalosh avoyis bayoyim b'shachar b'chatzos v'mincha. Three, not more and not less. The second shita is Rabbi Gamliel said three, but if you want to have more than three, you can have three. The third shita is Rabbi Akiva, who said three, you can't have more than three, but if you want to have less than three, you can have less. Say for the Mishnah Shabbos Nomer, the people that lived in Nomer, hayim alakten al hachevel, they had their own way of leaving peah. They would take a rope, they would leave peah from every single row. So we know that the shear of peah, midrabanan, midrayisa, there's no shear, but midrabanan, the shear is 1/60. Now the way people traditionally would leave peah is, they would take the last row, the peah, and they would leave it over. So 1/60, but at the end of the field, that's what they would leave for the aniyim. Shalbeis Nomer had a different meaning. What they would do is they would leave peah from every row. So it was the same calculation, in theory, but what they would do is they would leave from Mikol Uman V'Uman, every single row, they would leave over a little bit, and the Yerushalmi adds to this, the Chum were very happy with what they did. And the reason they were very happy with what they did was because they made it a little bit easier for the Aniyim. So instead of it being just one all the way at the end, it was on the pay of the field, but it was along every single row, as opposed to one row that had all the pay in it. Now, why does the Mishnah say, Hayu melakten al hachevel? So the Rav explains that the way they would do it is they use the rope. So they would take a rope that measured 59/60 of the entire row. So they knew where the rope stopped. And like this, they would be able to leave whatever was on the other side as pay.